99.3 Nigeria Info, Public Square. Today's Public Square is focusing on the multiple points of drama around political parties' primary processes. Seven ministers and other political appointees contesting various political offices have been directed to resign. Will they all comply? Who will not comply and why? What are the legal implications of not complying? And I'm sure many of you have seen the picture of the president. He had a meeting where the outgoing ministers showed up, more like a valedictory service, if you call it that. A rundown of those who were in that include Abubakar Malami, Rotimi Amaechi, Godswill Akpabio, Timipre Silva, Pauline Tallen, Chris Ngige, Uche Oga, Bonaya Onu, and Chukwuemeka Nwajuba. Can an individual belong to two political parties at once? We are waiting for former President Goodluck Jonathan to clarify if he will be contesting the presidency. And if yes, on what platform? In the interim, conflicting unconfirmed claims and reports suggest he's a member of both the APC and the PDP. To help us answer these questions, we have Inibehi Effiong, who is lawyer and a public affairs commentator. Remember, you can join the conversation on Twitter, on social media, at Public Square NG, at Rotimi Sankore, at Aogo Obo, at Nigeria Info FM. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5905. Again, 0809-597-5805. Did I say 94? 5805. That's WhatsApp only. Send messages there. Rotimi Sankore is on break today, but you'll be able to put your questions to Mr. Effiong, who... thank you very much for staying with us. Great to have you, Inibehi Effiong.
Thank you for having me. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. It's always a pleasure. We get to read and hear you. And now we've trapped you in here. You're in the square. There's no going out for you.
It's my pleasure.
All right. So let's hit it off. What would you say, Effiong, is the legal basis for the presidential directive that all ministers and heads of MDAs contesting various offices in the coming elections resign?
Thank you. I think the first point that should be made is to emphasize that regarding ministerial appointments, the president has the discretion to determine who to appoint as a minister and to also determine the duration or the tenure of office of ministers in particular. Indeed, by the Constitution, a minister serves at the pleasure of the president. In other words, it is the president that determines how long or for what period a person is to occupy a ministerial position. So when the president gave the directive that members of the Federal Executive Council and heads of government agencies with political ambitions should resign, what he mainly did was to exercise the powers vested particularly by the Constitution, which, as I have stressed, allows the president to determine how long they should stay in office. That is on the one hand. The other point is also to say that given the nature of the civil or public service, as it were, it may not be very appropriate to have persons whole offices which by their very nature it is required that they would be independent given the principle of neutrality that applies in the civil service. A case in point is the position of the governor of the central bank.
Excellent.
Where, by the law, the CBN Act, the CBN is required to be an independent institution.
Right.
An independent body. Mm. So you cannot have an independent body when the head of that body is not only partisan, but has even gone further to say or to declare intention to contest for a political position.
Mm.
And under the Constitution, one cannot run for office except that person is a member of a political party and is also sponsored by that political party. So that is the wisdom behind asking persons who are serving in government and desire to contest for offices to resign.
Mm.
And you can see, for example, Section 221 of the Constitution that does not give allowance for independent candidacy.
Right.
Again, under the public service rules, it is also required that civil servants should maintain neutrality in the discharge of their functions. Although the Supreme Court has said, of course, that civil servants may express political views,
right,
may even join political parties, but that right may not go to the extent of a civil servant occupying a political position and at the same time running for office while still holding that office, particularly where the position, as I've said, is one that necessarily requires neutrality, impartiality, and independence.
Mm.
So I do agree that these people should resign. But what worries me is even the audacity of some of them to say they want to run for president.
Mm.
I don't understand for a second why Gordon Emefiele will be so bold, will be so courageous to say that he wants to run for president.
We're going to build a tent on Gordon Emefiele and his ambitions, but we'll go on a break shortly. But before we go on that break, I want to get some sort of your omnibus assessment on the implication of political appointees, despite the president's order deadline, which will expire on Monday. If they say we will not resign, what are the legal implications?
Why will they not resign? They are appointed by the president. Those who are appointed by the president, they will have to resign. Otherwise, the president will have to fire them. Mm. But I have seen pictures circulated a while ago to the effect that members of the Federal Executive Council with political ambition had a meeting with the president, after which there was some photo ops to, basically announce their exit formally from the cabinet. So there is no way they would disobey the directive of the president who appointed them.
All right. Great point you make, Effiong. Let's go on this quick break. You're still going to be with me once this break is over, and we can get back to Inebe Effiong on 99.3 Nigeria Info to provide some light into what is going on. Public Square's got big stories here. We have a masquerader in the square with us, Effiong Inebe. That's who he is on social media also, too. Remarkable stuff he does on Twitter. I do follow him, and his thoughts are often very pinpoint on what the issues are. Effiong, thank you very much for still staying with us. And still some ground to cover. Don't forget, those of you on WhatsApp, if you've got any questions for Effiong, he will attend to them while in the square. The number on WhatsApp again, 0809-597-5805. Writes in from Ofada, says, left to the outgoing ministers with public ambitions, they would have remained in office if not for the presidential order, set to resign by Monday. Then glorious exit from the FEC by the executive order shows how politicians don't know how to leave the stage with dignity when the ovation is loudest, and I'm sure it's chorused by a number of you sending messages and will call in later. All right, Effiong, we left off with the central bank governor. I said we're going to build a small hut on this one. In the past hour, today, for instance, we know one of the courts where he's been to in Delta State now has said neither INEC nor the central bank can or should remove him from office. He's got another case, which Ayo and Adegboro were talking about earlier on, where he's asking that 30 days to the election should be when he can be asked or he can resign from office. Very interesting case. What do you think are the ethical questions around, first of all, the position of the central bank governor, and then this other one which has come up offline and online, which is the fact that you have sensitive INEC materials stored in the CBN?
It is really amazing for me because I do not, as I said earlier, I do not understand where MFL's audacity originates from. Just a while ago, I came across what appears to be an order, an ex parte order obtained by an individual from the High Court of Delta State, where the order purports to restrain the CBN board and INEC, you know, from stopping MFL from participating in the election. And this is coming after the Federal High Court in Abuja had declined a similar ex parte application to stop the AGF and INEC from meddling or stopping his aspiration for president. And to ask yourself why all this is happening, in the case Binabia that has just been made public a while ago, the MFLA is not even the litigant. It is an unknown individual who is filing this lawsuit. You know, I suspect this is again another act of proxy, acting through proxy as we have seen, you know. So for me, the law is clear. If you look at the CBN Act, Sections 1, Subsection 3, Section 7, Subsection 1, Section 9, and Section 11, the combined reading of those provisions requires the CBN to be an independent body. It also requires the governor of the central bank to work day-to-day, to be involved and be engaged in the day-to-day running of the CBN. So that does not give allowance for absence from duty. It also requires that the CBN governor shall not be involved in any vocation, whether remunerated or not. In other words, by the CBN Act itself, MFLA ought not to contest for presidency. But when you also look at paragraph 1, part 1 of the fifth schedule to the Constitution, it states that a public officer shall not put himself in a position where his personal interest conflicts with his duties and responsibilities. So I do not see how MFLA can run as governor of the central bank without his personal interest conflicting with his duties and responsibilities. You are aware that even INEC has come out to say that if truly he's going to run for president, that will have consequence on the CBN being the body that houses and takes custody of sensitive electoral materials. But by and large, we are talking about somebody that is heading the Central Bank of Nigeria, the bank that is supposed to keep our money, that is supposed to determine monetary policies. So how do you expect such an individual to run for president? Where is the money going to come from? This is the most abominable thing imaginable. And that is why I find it very outrageous that MFLA would desecrate the CBN to this extent. Don't forget that it has also been reported that he's probably a member, he has already registered as a member of the APC. It is obvious that he had registered because he is not a member of the party.
Right.
How was he going to run for president? Because under the constitution, he must be a member of a political party. Even though he had been so cowardly and unable to say expressly what under what party is contesting. So morally and ethically, Mefiele has no business running for president. But let's not even talk about the character of the individual. This is someone who has been governor of Central Bank for about 6 to 7 years now,
right,
if not more. And then, what does he have to show for it? Look at the exchange rate today. The manipulation of the exchange rate by the CBN, the way Forex has become, you know, a means of destroying the economy of the country, where some individuals have access to foreign currency and so on. So a lot of things have been happening in the CBN since the MFLA became the CBN government.
Exactly.
So I don't even believe that somebody that is part of the management of the economy and the economy has been so terrible should even have the boldness to say he wants to be president.
Right.
But again,
I guess it's a different side of the prism, perhaps he's viewing things from. But you know, while we have the Gordon MFLA dilemma to unpack and unravel, I'm scratching my head also to how on earth we got into this position. You ask yourself the question, well, we can deduce from those who showed up at the presidential villa for the valedictory service, the ministers who are going to be leaving office. We also hear from the presidency that there will be no vacuum for those who have decided to go. They will make sure that those positions are filled up as quickly as possible. But what would you say in terms of governance? I guess you put on your public affairs hat here. People have often complained that when it's the pre-election year, governance suffers. But I'm not too sure we imagine that it will be in this sort of way where we'll be at conflict with those who are vying for office. Nine of them we have on record. How does this affect governance for those who are running for office and who did not want to leave in the first instance, like we've seen, but now have been forced to resign?
I do not know what effect this will have on governance, really, because if you ask me, I, as a person, have not felt the impact of these individuals as ministers. Look at the man who is the Minister of State for Education that bought a ticket or APC form for 100 million while our universities are closed. Will you say that it's effective? Will you say that he has discharged his functions competently? How about Akpabio, my former governor, who is also parading himself as an aspirant under the platform of the APC? What is his legacy in Akwa Ibom? What have they achieved as Minister of Niger Delta? Look at Timi Prisunva, the Minister of State for Petroleum Resources. What has been the legacy of his tenure as Minister of State for Petroleum? So these are the questions that Nigerians must ask. I do not believe that their presence or absence in the cabinet will be of any consequence. I can only hope, and again, hope has become a very scarce commodity under the Buhari regime, that the president will be minded to replace these very incompetent individuals with people who are more attuned with the crisis of governance that the country is confronting at the moment. So I do not really have any interest in their being in office because I haven't felt any positive impact on account of the appointment. I have not. For most of them, they haven't delivered in their various ministries. They have nothing significant to show for it. They do not have anything significant to show for it. So I don't even think it's in the national interest for them to run for president. But let us not be mistaken. Most of these individuals know they are not going to win the APC ticket. I don't even believe most of them are genuinely running for president. Agbabi, for example, knows he's not going to get the APC ticket.
In fact, Effie, I'm going to come to you on this point in the next question. But I'm sure people like a senior colleague of yours. Well, when he, back in the days, perhaps he be the mentor type of rights activist, Festus Keyamo, who is the Minister of State for Labour. Perhaps he will have an opportunity to try his hands in resolving some of the disputes that now outgoing Minister of Labour, Christian Gige, has left for him to deal with. And would love to see how he helps resolve the lecturers' shutdown of universities. But Effiong, look at this one. You have the APC, the ruling party, which reportedly included a pre-signed voluntary withdrawal form in its nomination and acceptance form. This got a lot of people talking, and some of the aspirants also did bear their minds on this one. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, let me just clarify that as we were talking, I have just cited a press statement personally signed by Grace Nkiki, the Minister of Labour and Employment.
Ah, tell us.
Announcing the withdrawal of his presidential aspiration. Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Tell
these
something.
Are just clowning.
Well, you know the irony here.
Actions, I mean, by these individuals.
You know the irony. Just before we got in here, I was talking with IOB, you know, who helps the ideas segment. And we know we're talking about how Christian Gige looked very glum throughout the ceremony. I mean, some others like your former governor had a smile, but Christian Gige was frowning all through. So maybe he's thought about this very well. But go ahead. It's interesting. What happens to those sort of individuals who go back and forth? But deal with this first. This withdrawal clause in the APC nomination and acceptance form. How legal is this, or you think it goes through?
APC is just playing some gambling with the presidency. Because under the Electoral Act, if you look at Section 84 of the Electoral Act, a political party can produce a candidate through either of three processes. Direct primary, indirect primary, or consensus. And where consensus is elected by a party, the Electoral Act requires that all the aspirants shall indicate their withdrawal in writing.
Right.
So that is supposed to be at the point of contest, at the point where you have even indicated that you will be choosing your candidate by consensus. So to preemptively ask candidates to sign a withdrawal form, it shows how, you know, at the risk of exaggeration. It's marks of fraud. How do you ask someone to withdraw from a race that he has not even participated in? It doesn't make any sense to me. How do you withdraw from a contest that has not taken place? So APC is just gambling, but those who are buying the form, they are gamblers. I believe they are aware of what, you know, is happening.
Right. So let me.
There seems to be a sinister agenda behind the influx.
Right.
Of aspirants in the APC.
Right.
I think they are up to something.
Right.
I think Nigerians deserve to know what exactly the gimmicks or the gambling, that game that APC is playing. But I don't think it is legal. I do not think it is lawful. It is a subversion of the rights of the aspirants.
Right.
If you are going to ask people to withdraw from participating in the process, why are you asking them to pay $100 million for the form? What is the basis for asking someone to sign a withdrawal form? To withdraw from what exactly? From an event that has not taken place.
Right. All right, Effiong Ginebehi, it's always great speaking with you, and we're just almost going halfway through the discussion. In case you just joined, you're listening to The Public Square, and the masquerader we have here in the square is Effiong Ginebehi, who is a lawyer, a rights activist, as well as a public affairs commentator. So he's been switching back and forth, not like the politicians, but this one with a lot of sense. So echo what Effiong just talked about. Christian Gige, Minister of Labour and Employment, has announced his withdrawal from the 2023 presidential race. I'm just getting across the wires also too. He said he took the momentous decision in the interest of the nation and to enable him concentrate on his job. Interested. What happens? I mean, you've had the valedictory service happen for Christian Gige and the others, and maybe he now thinks a bed in hand is worth more than two in the bush. What happens to an individual who suddenly realizes he no longer wants to run for office and now decides to focus on the job, Effiong?
This is just, you know, another example of how dishonest our politicians are.
Mm.
At what point did he really realize that it is in the interest of the country for him not to take... What is the business of the country with his aspirations?
Mm.
This is a man who has failed as Minister of Labour, as he is on strike, has to be threatening to resume, to start their own on Monday.
Mm.
Medical workers under Ngigi have gone on strike.
Mm.
How many industrial actions have we witnessed since he became Minister of Labour? What has he done to improve the welfare of the Nigerian worker?
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
So if that kind of man tells you if withdrawing or taking action in the interest of the country, you begin to wonder whether they are talking to children.
Mm.
This has nothing to do with the interest of Nigeria. Nigerians did not ask him to buy any form.
Mm.
He should even tell us where he got the 100 million from.
Mm.
Because the salary as Minister of Labour for 8 years cannot buy the nomination form of the APC. His salary as a former governor cannot also buy nomination form for 100 million. So you should tell Nigerians where he got the money from.
Mm. This is a moral,
as I said, this is what these people have done to the country.
A moral dilemma for any minister or appointee of the president to suddenly change their mind before the Monday deadline.
It is left for the president, really. It is for the president to determine what to do, because he is the one who appointed them.
Mm.
But this also shows how unserious the president himself is, right? Are they taking Nigerians for granted?
Mm.
That somebody will say if he wants to run for president, he buys a form, and then the president says those with aspirations should resign, and you say no, I'm no longer resigning, and the president now says, oh, since you know you are no longer resigning, you can remain in the cabinet. The Nigerians are being taken for a ride.
Mm.
The Nigerians are being taken for a ride.
All right, big discussion with Effiong Inibe here now on Public Square. Keep those messages coming on WhatsApp, 0809-597-5805. Just enough time to go on a break to get some coffee. I don't know whether it's raining in your neighborhood. Or just rest the feet and come back. We have still to talk about this drama around former President Goodluck Jonathan, whether he's with the APC or not. And I would love to hear what Effiong has to say about the former president and just what exactly this is all about. And then there's still you to open the phone lines. A number of you, I see, have questions for Effiong, and I'm sure he'll be generous enough to stick with us and answer to those questions on Public Square. So send us questions and comments on WhatsApp, also on social media at Public Square NG at Nigeria Info FM. We'd love to hear from you. So Effiong, we'll be right back. Let's go on this quick break. When we come back, it's time for the headlines at the top of the hour, and then Public Square will continue on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Effiong is the future of Nigeria today. So the activists of yesteryears have left the space for people like Effiong Inebehi to continue, and several other young activists on the field. And our future, Effiong, is what we're looking at. Don't forget, people who are sending messages on WhatsApp, I will be with you shortly. And the former president, Goodluck Jonathan, Effiong, presents a very interesting case for us here. the same state, same party, they say he's not one of us. Another one says he's one of us. He's on the register. And let's leave aside the drama for a moment and all the unconfirmed claims by the various parties about the membership status of former President Goodluck Jonathan. But is it legal, or is it an ethical question for anyone to simultaneously belong to two parties?
What is the business of Jonathan with the presidency? I don't seem to understand. What is he looking for again in Asorok?
Mm.
For someone who had 6 years as president, 4 years from 2011 to 2015, and of course, the remainder of the term of the Letchia Adwa, the 2 years.
Mm.
Within 6 years, Jonathan did whatever he would have done, whatever he knew how to do. He has no business running for president. I see this as a very expensive joke.
Mm.
I do not think Jonathan should even be talking about running for president.
Mm.
I think he's more useful engaging himself in the various diplomatic engagements that he has been doing for the African Union and ECOWAS. I think that serves him better. It is better for his sanity. It is better for whatever is left of his reputation and for whatever is left of his legacy. Because if he's coming up back to say he wants to run for president,
right,
it will be, you know, a very ridiculous thing to do. As much as the Buhari regime has been a terrible failure by all standards and indices, Nigerians cannot forget what the situation was under Jonathan. So let's stop this attitude of saying, let us choose between the devil and the deep blue sea. One failure cannot justify the coming back of another failure. Jonathan, for me, has no business running for president. He had 6 years as president. What is he coming back to complete? What is he coming back to do that he could not do in 6 years?
Let me ask you, well, even though I make no jokes about when you say it's great for his sanity if he stays away from Asuruk. I remember an interview where he was asked a question about what happens to him in retirement. And he said, look, I've been in a cage for 21 years, referring to his life in politics, and it's time for me to run away from the cage. But it's interesting that he may still consider coming back to that cage. But while the rest of us have busied ourselves with the drama, some guy from Florida, Obioma, says he wants to get popcorn and sit back and watch this macabre dance. He says watching Nigerian politicians is like watching Tom and Jerry. If JEJ likes, let him run or walk. Nothing surprises us anymore. Many of your legal colleagues have busied themselves with whether it's legal and whether if Jonathan runs, he can serve the complete 4 years. Some have argued that he's done six. They will have only 2 years left. What's your opinion on this one, Effiong?
My position is that I do not think he's eligible. I do not think he's qualified. I do not think he should run for president again. Because when the lecturer was passed on, the National Assembly went ahead to amend the constitution to limit the tenure of office of president for a person who has or who completed the tenure of another to 1/10. In other words, by virtue of that amendment of 2017, the conditional amendment of 2017, I do not see how Jonathan will be eligible to seek another term. But of course, I do understand the contrary argument that the Constitution cannot have a retroactive effect. That because as at the time of the amendment, as at the time Jonathan completed the tenure of Yar'Adua, that was not the law. Therefore, the law cannot be backdated to apply to him. But when you look at the language of the law, of the Constitution as amended,
right,
it is reasonable to infer that it is retroactive in nature. So I personally do not think that he can contest. I do not think he's eligible. I do not think he should contest or seek another tenure. Because that would mean, let's assume he were to run for president next year and then he wins. That means he's going to serve another 4 years. By implication, he would have occupied the office of president for more than 8 years. And under the current constitutional regime, a person is required cannot serve for president for more than 8 years. So I do not think that is the proper thing to do. I do not think the constitution will allow that. That is my personal opinion. So I support the argument that Jonathan is not eligible to contest. But as I said, he may wish to start by telling Nigerians what he left behind in Asuro. Right? Is it his shoes? Is it his car? Is it his documents? What did he leave behind that he wants to go back and take? Because clearly he's not coming back to say he wants to save Nigeria. He had 6 years to do that. So that this has nothing to do with conserving the country. The country does not need Jonathan to save it. The country does not need Jonathan.
Right.
So let President Jonathan stay out of this.
Right.
And as I said, it is for his own sanity.
Right.
It is for his own sanity, because if he said he wants to contest, there is no guarantee that he's even going to win. And you can and you can imagine the implication if you were to lose the ticket of the APC, which is now rumored to be a member.
Right.
You can imagine the embarrassment, you can imagine the ignominy that he will have to face if he comes out to say he wants to contest for president. So let him stay very far away from the 2023 elections.
All right. Hear the voice of reason. I can imagine a number of people, especially supporters of the former president, while in office, to imagine he will want to run on the platform of a party that demonized him and denigrated him in those very fractious campaigns we had in 2015. Effiong Inebe, rarely we get the opportunity, but like I said, I see all the lines blazing, and this is going to shift gears to the next stage where we open the phone line so people can join the conversation. Interesting comments I see on Twitter here. Shay Joseph says, one failure cannot be used to justify another failure. The failure of the present administration cannot be used to justify those of earlier governments like Goodluck Jonathan. Then we're going to go also on WhatsApp. WhatsApp again, 0809-597-5805. Again, 0809-597-5805. Then you can call in now. Everyone, at least a minute you spend so that you will be good. We do democracy here. And let Effiong feel some of our listeners are not as... what's the word to use for the social media people who bombard you on Twitter? It's a different kind of flavor you have here, but we'll give you the Nigerian info flavor here, Effiong. The number to call again, 0700-993-993-993. Again, 0700-993-993-993. And then for the female callers, 01465-7190. Again, 01465-7190. So Effiong, I think what we can do, we take maybe the first four or five calls. If there are any questions or reactions you want to take, we come back after the first batch of calls. Is that okay with you?
Yes, please.
All right, let's go. Hello and good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Great to have you join us. Would love to, that
yes,
you speak
I'm
up.
A first-time caller.
A first-time caller. How many yes. years have you been trying?
Barely a year.
You're very fortunate.
Yes.
Some have tried for 10 years and haven't been able to get through. But what's your name? What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Vinicius. I'm calling from Texas.
All right, go ahead very quickly.
So what I want to say is that Jonathan should forget about the contested for 2023 election. The fact that he's doing APC is something more cannot say, because it doesn't make sense to me. The same person that was rejected in 2015 by different parties with different sides. I can remember Nigerians saying they don't want and who has that Jonathan is too weak for them. And they got the stronger hand now. They're trying to come in. My own opinion is that he should not even think of contesting, because though they are still saying it's too much, because he has not declared himself one of the APC members. But all the same, I don't think it should be nice for him to contest as a president.
All right, thank you very much. First-time caller and comment on the former president. Quite a lot for us to unpack, and so let's hear what you have to say. Hello and good evening.
Hello.
Great to have you join us. Your name, please, and where you calling from?
Yeah, this is Stephen calling from Aja.
All right, Stephen, please go ahead.
You see, good Lord, Jonathan, I don't know what, just like your man there is actually saying that he doesn't know what he wants to go and pick in Aso Rock. Likewise, me. I don't know what he left that he wants to go and pick, and he cannot pick after 6 years. And Jonathan, I just want to ridicule yourself, you ask me, because he... I don't see him getting sick of the APC, and even if he does, what will he be telling us Nigerians?
All right, Stephen.
You dump the people that made you what you are, you now went back to abusing yourself with people who will be calling in their past. So I don't even know what he's coming to do.
What is he coming to do? Stephen is asking the question. Please kindly turn off the device you're listening to so we don't get the feedback. Hello and good evening.
Good evening. Obi calling from Ikeja.
All right, Obi. Great to have you join
us. How are you
doing, Kankwe? I hope you're good too.
Yeah, I want to confirm. Has he finally confirmed to run?
Well, he hasn't confirmed to run yet. Good.
So you were asking about what has he forgotten in Aso Rock? You know, Madam Goodluck forgot her makeup bags and other things. Goodluck had to go and pick it for her. Thank you very much.
Interesting. Obi has the answer to the question. We'll take the last one. Hello and good evening.
Hello.
Great to have you join us. Good.
I think it's not confirmed yet.
Yes.
But if he were wise, I will use my oja to tie his waist.
Say that again. Use your...
And make sure he does not go.
Say that.
See, they are going to ridicule him. The Fulanis will use him. They need somebody who will be soft and they can play with that one and then achieve their aims. I wish I were that man. The honor he has will be put to the mud.
All right.
Please, let him respect himself and rest. Good evening.
All right, Noye. Interesting. So we've taken five calls. Noye says, I think she meant the term she used was, the wife uses the wrapper to hold him down. Interesting. Let me take two comments on WhatsApp, or three, so they won't accuse us of marginalization. And I get to you straight away. Here we go. Israel writes in and says, good evening, sirs. This is really funny and increasingly laughable. We are living in a country where some individuals think they are above the laws. It's only in Nigeria political office holders do not want to leave office. May God help us. Then we have this one, Anefiok Akman, who says, if Ngige cannot settle ASUU's strike, he should be the first to quit. And then I'll take one more. A lot of messages about good luck, Jonathan. Okay, this one is from Godwin Aroa Dion, who says that I think it's hilarious and painful to Nigeria. The only thing for equitable governance, for true elective principle, Chris Ngige, is to accept the offer of resignation. All right. interesting, F. You want to comment on any of the calls?
Of course, I do agree. I did make the point that when you have the Ngige as Minister of Labour, says he wants to be president, and you look at his tenure, you look at the labour dispute, the industrial disputes, the fact that the universities are closed and he has not been able to resolve it. Polytechnic lecturers are going on strike for Monday. Health workers have gone on strike. That is not a man that should even come out to say he wants to run for president. Because we must begin to demand that people should justify their aspirations. You cannot just say because you have the right to run under the constitution, therefore, you are going to run for president. You must tell us what in your antecedents, what in your legacy, what is it about your pedigree that makes you the right person to run for office? So these individuals, for me, I see them as entertainers. This is just an attempt to distract Nigerians from the failures of this current government. This is what this is about. I don't seriously think these individuals really believe they can, you know, run for office. But looking at how corrupt and the leadership recruitment process is, I will not be surprised if you have another incompetent person emerge as the candidate of the APC. If there is anything the Buhari legacy has taught Nigerians, it is that we need to go beyond sentiment. We need to go beyond personal feelings in determining who to support, who to vote for. Look at Buhari's home state today, Katsina. It has been ravaged by terrorism. Look at Kaduna, where he lives. But you cannot go to Kaduna by road. You cannot even go to Kaduna by train. Look at what is happening across the north. Look at what is happening in the east. The economy, nothing to write home about. And these are the characters that are serving in this government, and they say they want to run for president. So Nigerians also have a duty to punish them for their failures.
Right. All right. Yes. Let's get back to the phone lines, Efionga. Quite a lot for us to unpack. And I hope while we are going that no more drama will happen, but it's almost inevitable. Every day you turn...
No, I just heard that even Malami is also withdrawing from his Kemi's third gubernatorial ambition. So the whole thing is just a comedy of error.
So why did the valedictory service happen? 0700-993-993-993. Let's hear what you think about all of the political somersaults happening here, even as we speak. Hello and good evening.
Good evening.
Great to have you join us. Your name, please, and where you calling from?
Eddie from Sango.
Did you say Etim?
Eddie.
All right, Eddie, please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to say that I want to thank God for Etiong. Etiong is speaking the truth. Our Igbo barrister. You see, in fact, it's laughable. And you see, that cannot set you as to issue. Now, I went to pick a form of 100 million. I expected by this time, EFCC should begin to go and check them and begin to, to arrest them and do whatever. Now, you have now resigned and said it's no more, contesting again, and that it is going. So, tell you that they don't have anything to offer. In fact, many of them, they are propagandists. They don't have anything to offer. And don't be surprised that all these ones that are going living now, and maybe they are going to replace them again. They'll be the same person, the same feather. So we Nigerians need to shine their eyes. If you go out and see the population of people who are going to be taking their, going to the station of the PVC and all, to know that Nigerians are really ready for 2023. God bless you, Jesus. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Edwin. Hello and good evening.
Chief Obo.
Great to have you join us.
Shaku Maku.
Hey, Makushi.
Yala.
This is Christopher. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Chris. Chief Obo.
Right.
Like I've been saying, since I've been hearing this rumor, according to them saying a rumor, that President Jonathan wants to come back and contest. For me, if Jonathan contests and win this election, I know our vote never counts. So Nigerians, this is a big slap on every one of us if that guy should come back and become the president of this country. Thank you, Chief Obo.
All right, thank you very much, Christopher. Hello and good evening. Hello and good evening. Great to have you.
Good evening.
What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
I'm Miki Weze, calling from Ikwanya.
All right, please go ahead, Weze.
I think our lead political leaders and the politicians are only making us to know that you cannot shame the shameless. Because I seem not to understand what APC that told us how bad Jonathan was suddenly begins to woo him to come back. And then I begin to look at Jonathan himself. I think Jonathan was a failure. What did he achieve when he was there? When he came to power, obviously now things are worse now than when he was there. But when he was there, things were worse than when Obasanjo was there. So I don't understand what they are clamoring for. I don't understand what actually Jonathan has done that he suddenly become the beautiful bride. Then I look at all others that are aspiring. I do not see any of them that is capable to take the responsibility of what is happening in this country and bring any change. I do not see any of them. So we just pray, except for Peter Obi. Every one of them, I don't see any of them capable to do anything. They are just people who just want to fulfill their ambition to be president and nothing more than that. They have nothing to offer us.
Right.
So we pray for this country.
All right. Thank you very much, Weze there. Efiong, it's interesting. We're going to go on a quick break. It's great we can hear people on the other side. So it makes us realize that we're still human after all. And the things happening, everyone is also trying to understand in the craze what is happening. We are going to continue with Public Square. Efiong Inebe, he's still here with us. And we stole him this evening, but I'm sure it's been a very worthwhile discussion. Your number one talk news and sports station, Nigeria Info. A lot of people commenting on many of the things you said, Efiong, and we're on the home stretch now. We're going to touch bases. Rotimi Sankore is on break. For those of you who are asking, he'll be in, I guess, I'm sure, by next week. And Rotimi says, 24 hours is a long time in politics. And that's what we found Efiong in 2 hours. People who said they were going to leave have decided to stay on. We have a governor of the central bank who hasn't declared his interest to run yet. He's running from pillar to post in court, trying to get judgment either to stop them from letting him not to run, or 30 days, he's asked one of those courts that he be allowed to stay in office if he gets the ticket to run. Really strange times we're living in. On WhatsApp, quite a number of comments we're getting here. Andy from Satellite Town says, it's only Jonathan that can win Jagaban. Hence, they want to present him to avoid the PDP grabbing power. So many theories here. Shola says, I don't remember if Jonathan said he was stepping aside. So for him to say he wants to come back is not well thought through him. If Nigeria is a serious country, Jonathan, I'll have to leave that out. It's the courts that can decide that. That Jonathan is even considering to run again in the APC is disgusting, beats logic and common sense, or maybe he's pursuing revenge. We're trying to get back at those who rubbished him pre-2015. If he becomes the APC candidate, how will Tolu Ogunlesi, Garba, Shehu, Femi Adesina, and APC internet attack dogs, what will they campaign with? Joseph from Ikotun in Ota says President Jonathan has the right to contest the presidential position. It's not whether he forgot something in the office or not. Larry from Suleri says Jonathan has never won any election before. He's always occupied office by opportunity. Please correct me if I am wrong. Well, he's won elections. That's the criteria for being Nigeria's president. 0700-993-993-993. Taking 2-3 calls and F. Young can respond to them. Legal practitioner, rights activist, and public affairs commentator. And a brilliant one at that. Hello and good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Great to have you join us.
Is it Doom from Surulere?
Is it Doom? It's been a while.
Thank
please go ahead.
Aoro. Let us wait for the decision of President Buhari. Let me tell you this. We have seen former African president who lost power and later come back and complete their term. Now, at this case now, it could be that there is something President Buhari is seeing that we are not seeing. Somebody who failed and realized that he failed will change and come back and do well. Do you understand me? If APC decide to have him as a consensus candidate, it is not a pattern. Remember that when Jonathan convoked, announced the conference, the national conference,
right,
one politician came back from London and described it as a Greek gift. Now, if the APC government, headed by President Buhari, now realize that there is something in Jonathan that we lied to Nigerians and we pushed him out of power and he tried and they want to bring him back to complete that assignment, Ayesedu cannot say it is a bad thing. The only thing I can tell you before I go is that we must allow President Buhari to determine who succeeds him. We have seen former governors who determine their successor. Even some of them are even determining who succeed their successor. So at this point, President Buhari, if he chooses to anoint Jonathan as a consensus candidate, any APC aspirant who don't like it should leave APC. Yes. And we must wait until Buhari makes the decision.
Interesting comments.
We know how he came. The people that supposed to help him,
right,
they sabotage him the way they sabotage Jonathan. Remember, 4 months to Jonathan's exit,
right,
many ministers, many associates of him picked him. So now, if he comes back, he can do well.
All right,
so Buhari should determine who succeeds him.
Right.
From Sulawesi.
Thank you very much. I'm sure when I get to F. Young, I'd love to hear what he has to say about the morality of incumbent and deciding who his successor should be. Hello and good evening.
Hello, good evening. How are
you? Great to have you join us. Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
Okay, my name is Frank from Badagry.
Frank from Badagry, please go ahead.
Okay. I just want to let good Lord Jonathan to know and remember the gentleman agreement that they had So let him understand what he's trying to do. This is the turn of the Southeast. And Southeast have candidates that are capable. So let him understand what he's trying to do. Mm. I voted for him 2011 and 2015. But this time around, I'm not going to vote for him. So that's just my comment. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Frank from Alaba. Take one more call here and then we'll get to F. Young. Hello and good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Great to have you join us. Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
This is Jenny from Lekki.
Sorry, say that again.
This is Jenny from Lekki.
All right, Jenny, please go ahead.
I just want to ask, now that Ngige wants to retain his position back, are they going to refund the 100 million back to him? That's my question.
All right. Thank you very much, Jenny. Interestingly, F. Young, I was looking at a WhatsApp message from Tunde, who's asking the same question. He says, politicians are comedians. I want to know if Ngige would be refunded his 100 million naira. All right. F. Young, are you still there? All right. Appears we lost connection with F. Young. But it'd be interesting. I'll get back to him and then hear what he has to say. But well, it's non-refundable from what I hear. It will, maybe they will have to create some sort of concession for those who have withdrawn before even the primary happened. But what we had, it was non-refundable. But keep those calls coming in. We have quite a number of calls here. Let's use this to get you some more. Sorry about that. To try call back. Hello and good evening.
Good evening, Arobo.
Great to have you join us. Your name, please, and where you calling from?
Hey, Emmanuel, I'm calling from Ekwe.
All right, Emmanuel, please go ahead.
I mean, people should not forget that shamelessness is part of the criteria contesting for elections in Nigeria. Yes, now.
Did you say that shamelessness? I've never heard that before.
Yes, it's unofficial criteria. Because sometimes when you watch these politicians, the way they maneuver, do everything, you'll be surprised. You know, and they will throw people into confusion. But I want to say this. I think at this point, to stabilize our polity, the president should stick to one of the contestants. I mean, the people contesting for the presidential post. Because when it comes that this is the person the president is supporting, there will be a sense of some humility, and then we will focus rather than this.
Oh dear, I wish you could get back. Sorry about that. All right, all right, hello and good evening. All right, appears we can get that one through. All right, looks like we have F. Young back again. Hello, F. Young.
Yes, please.
We aren't going to let you go that easily. We have just a few minutes. I thought it would be a travesty not to have you till the end of the show after you've started. So we had a question for you just before I lost connection with you. People asking those people who are withdrawing now their presidential ambition whether their 100 million naira will be refunded to them.
I think that is for the APC to determine, really. Right, whether they will refund the money or not. But here, it is a two-way thing. For those who bought the form, my interest is not whether the money will be refunded. My interest is where they got the money from. That is one. Two, since they are not going to participate in the primaries, and since they are withdrawing before the actual exercise, the APC may as well wish to refund them, to refund the money to those who bought the forms. But on the other hand, why would somebody buy a form for a contest that he does not really intend to participate in? It is an expression of interest. And you have expressed that interest. Whether you want to express that interest to the end or not is a different thing. But the moment you purchase the form, you feel it as submitted. You have expressed interest. You have expressed interest. So if you choose to withdraw at the end of the day, that does not mean that the interest has not been expressed. But I believe in the spirit of fairness that the party should refund the money.
Right, right. Peter Oyewole writes in from Songota in Ogun State. He says that, please put me through. Oh, going by Section 84, subsection 12 of the Electoral Act, is the resignation of political appointees not late already, considering the fact that the APC primary election is less than 30 days? He wants some clarification.
Well, Section 84, sub 12, that is the issue of political appointees.
Right.
I believe that matter has now been laid to rest by the Court of Appeal judgment until otherwise determined by the Supreme Court.
Mm.
The Court of Appeal, has, I have seen the judgment, has pronounced that section unconstitutional for being in conflict with Section 42 of the Constitution, which guarantees the right to freedom from discrimination, to the fact that that section discriminates against a community of persons that come under that phrase political appointee. So that section has been declared unconstitutional by the court. For me, that is the position as of today.
All right. I hope that answers your question. Akin writes, President Buhari should sack Ngige. He's not competent to serve in his cabinet again. As for Jonathan, he loves his grace. He's going to get it double. All right, let's take in some more calls, F. Young. We just have about three more minutes to go. So we take in two calls and then we'll get your final thoughts. Hello and good evening.
Hello, how are you?
I'm brilliant. And you?
Yeah, and hello to Inibehe. So I want to quickly find out what's his position, what's his own opinion on the contestant who was able to raise some money from crowdfunding for the purpose of purchasing a farm. And midway decides he's no longer running. Now the contestant may have left the stage with the money that he's been able to raise.
All right. Thank you very much. Interesting question. She was going to say with the booty he has taken.
Yeah, I suspect she's talking about Adamu Gaba.
Very true.
Yeah, I read this, I think this morning or last night, where he said that is willing to refund, that anyone who made a public donation should contact him with evidence that he's going to refund, and those who made private donation that he will reach out to them. I believe it is necessary for that to be done, because really the essence of raising the money was to buy the firm. Since he's no longer buying the firm,
should refund.
It is only fair that a moral and imperative for that to be refunded. Otherwise, it could be interpreted as obtaining money by false pretense. So let the money be refunded. I support it.
Right, but he cannot. Can he be sued if he doesn't refund the money?
I want to assume so, but then was there a contract? was the money given as the basis of a contract? I'm not sure whether that action can be sustained legally in court or not.
Right.
It is a very tricky matter, yeah.
Right. Let's speak with Mayo. Mayo calls in from VGC. He's the last caller this evening in Public Square. Hello, Mayo.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Great to have you join us, and please go ahead.
Thank you very much. The issue on the ground I want to comment is about Nigeria and all the rest of them that are showing interest in presidency contest. If at all that all we Nigerians find out that politics in Nigeria is an arena of business, so that one person will jump from one politics to another, and all of them that are working with the President Buhari, none of them have shown any proof to say that they are competent on the job that are given to them. Even if at all Nigerians want to look at is somebody like Fashola, but because of the pressure and the load, the man did not even utter any word. All these things are going on, and the man is there now. Ngige have now withdraw. If at all Nigeria have a good constitution, they would have now bound all of them that have come out now to contest and those that have withdrawn. Let's have now, we still see some of them. These people came out from PDP.
Right.
And many of them now join to APC.
Right.
If Green Nigerians have seen the reason why now many of them become from PDP to APC, now they want to come back now to come and rule us without proving any proof for Nigerians that this is what they have achieved in the position that I've given to them.
Right. Thank you very much, Mayor from VGC and Effiong Inebehi. Thank you. How time flies when you're having a great discussion. And just like Effiong said, we'll keep watching the space and see how many more ministers will say we are no longer contested. We want to focus on our job before the 16th of May. And I'll be on Effiong's Twitter handle to get his reactions to all of the drama playing out. Thank you again very much, Effiong Inebehi, for being with us in the public square.
My pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you very much. And thank you very much, everyone who's tuned in to us and who's called in messages and all. Rotimi and I will be back next week and to look at all that's playing out in the public space and in public square, where we can open the square to people like Effiong and everyone to share their, like I say, their 50 kobo. 99.3 Nigeria Info. The top of the hour, we have the news, and after the news, Sammy and Ifeanyi will be here to take you through music and moments.